So at the risk of saying button your lip, today's Tuesday, our workday discussion involves the volatile mixture of office banter, loose tongues, and personal information. Sure, you get close to your workmates, but does anyone need to know details like this?
I feel so stupid. I gotta tell someone. You promise not to tell?
I promise.
I have on Bill's underwear.
Charlene.
I know. I'm so ashamed. I can't believe I'm sitting here in light blue jockey shorts.
Of course, some of the office banter from the TV sitcom Designing Women. So how much is too much information, or TMI? When can running your mouth at work get you into trouble? And personal information, of course, circulates. Here with the answer is Beth Kobliner, takeaway contributor and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. And Rhonda Tate. Rhonda's a labor and employment lawyer who's seen firsthand the legal issues of too much information in the workplace. She joins us on the line from Detroit. Rhonda, is this a serious legal issue, or is it the stuff of sitcoms?
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me
here
today. It can be a legal issue at times, and oftentimes the sitcoms do present situations that have very well popped up in the court systems. The problem that can arise when people give too much information in the workplace is that what you say can come back to haunt you and even be used against you. Oftentimes, employees will become involved in some sort of employment dispute with their employer, and sometimes information that they've provided to their fellow employees can come back in the form of witness statements if the proceedings in the court system in terms of discovery allow for that, or even in administrative agency proceedings. So sometimes what you say can come back to bite you.
So, Rhonda Tate, there's the sort of cautionary tale. But Beth Kobliner, I mean, nobody likes that person in the office who doesn't say anything, and you don't even know if they're married or not. You have no idea if they've ever
dated anyone. Yeah, you know, because you're like a family. I feel like a family here. You know, you want to come in and talk about what's going on. And what happens is you divulge information that you're not really even thinking about, and then your boss has all this information about you, which you may or may not want him to ultimately have. For example, you know, I came a little late today, and I ran in and I said, "Oh my gosh, you know, my 5-year-old was up in the middle of the night, and I was, you know, my husband's out of town." And then I realized I was talking to, you know, Mark, the executive producer, and like maybe I didn't need to share all that. Maybe I could have just said,
never tell him.
Yeah, it was a lesson. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, there was an example of a woman who was out a lot from work, and her boss was annoyed. He thought she was job hunting, but it turned out she was taking care of her sick father.
Well, so how do you protect yourself? How do you protect yourself?
You absolutely only want to share something that has to do with your job. If it's something that, if it's a physical illness or something you'll need an accommodation for, which is a legal issue, then you have to tell your job. If you're pregnant, actually, it can work in your favor to tell your boss as soon as you know, because then they can't generally fire you. It's much more difficult. That's a sort of a cynical view of it. Hmm. But more and more, you know, that is the case, that your employer gets into a tricky position. But when it comes to, I went out late and I partied, or I don't do this, but people do, I hear. And, you know, whatever it is that people do.
No upside to this, right?
No upside. Right, only positive news.
But if you divulge too little, do you hurt yourself? You know, I mean, because you want to have a personality as well, right?
Exactly.
Hold on, but Rhonda, you know? are there issues where non-disclosure can get you in legal trouble? And then we'll get Beth's take on that.
Well, non-disclosure oftentimes does not get you into legal trouble unless it's a situation such as Beth just raised, which is a good situation, information that's relating to perhaps your medical state. I know of a particular case that happened here in Detroit where a City of Detroit police officer was pregnant, and that was an example just raised by Beth, and the City of Detroit Police Department did have rules that required pregnant employees, once they reached a point where they could no longer perform their job duties, to then take a leave of absence. And so you do have to comply with the rules that your employer does have set in place. So it's very important that employees are aware of the rules and policies that are in place, and to review their policy manuals, the employee policy manuals that are issued at the time that they begin their employment, and make sure that they are complying with their job requirements.
So Beth, does this all mean that we're not really friends in the office, even though it seems that
I'm your friend, John, but other than me, I think the bottom line is nothing is private. You have to realize no matter what you tell your coworkers, you know, the takeaway is whether you tell your coworkers, your boss, it's going to get out there. You want to, you know, give them enough information that's positive. They want to know you're a great parent, you know, a great sister, whatever it is you are, but keep it positive and, you know, keep it on business.
And indeed, instability in your life when you share it can actually be a reason for being fired if people think that you got too much going on. And,
exactly.
You know, so it's tough.
That's right.
Well, interesting stuff to think about. Beth Koblander, takeaway contributor and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. And Rhonda Tate, thanks so much. Labor and employment lawyer out there in Detroit. Rhonda and Beth, thanks so much.
Our pleasure. Thanks.
All right. Any TMI stories from you?
No.
As I like to say, TMI stands for too many interns. But yeah. that's long
Three
ago and far
mile
away.
Mile Island. Yeah. I am a nuclear waste dump on personal information, let me tell you.
If you have a story about your work and when someone shared a little too much, go ahead and share with us. I realize there's a bit of conundrum
Yeah.
We're asking for TMI.
We want you to get fired.
On TMI.
Call us.
Anyway.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.